And I'm down here at the Jolly Indian with Abdul. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty excited. Grand opening day. So, yeah, it's been quite exciting, actually.
Yeah, it's been a nice build-up for it. And it's the weather's not as good as it should be, really. It's a bit cold, but people have turned out, haven't they?
People have turned out, you know. Not in the hundreds, but fair enough to get the food out. And hopefully the food has warmed them up today. So, yeah, it's been pretty busy.
Well, I've tasted the food. It certainly has warmed us up. It's really lovely. So you've got the, obviously it's the Jolly Indian. You've been here since December. This is the official launch.
Yep.
And you said you've already had quite a good response from the locals.
We have. So we had a soft launch on the 23rd of December, just to let everyone know we're here while we set things up. And yeah, it's been pretty busy, actually, considering January's trade. So yeah, phones are off the bell most of the time, trying to keep up with orders. So positive so far. Well, you need to keep it up.
Well, you'd rather it that way than the other way, wouldn't
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, yeah.
So
absolutely.
So you got that. And then you've got, I mean, the areas around here as well. You've got Coughton, Hackett, Park Green, obviously Rewbury, Rednall, Longbridge, frankly. You've even been as far into Bromsgrove, haven't you? Like Cats Hill and...
Yeah, we do. We've got a local, a lot of customers from Cats Hill, down even Bromsgrove. During the weekdays, we can deliver up to Clent, that side. But yeah, we get all over. Northfield, Rednall, Barton Green, you name it, we do it all.
I think the thing is as well is with this kind of business, there is a lot of competition, so you've got to offer something different. What do you think you offer that's different?
Absolutely. Well, the great thing with us, me and my brother have travelled a lot, compared to a lot of local Indian takeaways, you're going to get the same old chicken tikka masala, chicken madras curry on the order. What we've done is we've actually got the street food idea from the streets of India, Malaysia, Singapore. I've travelled for 6 months last year, so managed to, you know, learn some dishes myself and cook and so put it together, and offering a more homely palate compared to the usual fare you get at all restaurants. So street food in a box, on a plate, traditional, spicy, hot, medium, however you want it, but a bit different.
Perfect. So you're bringing all that to the streets of Rewbury, which
absolutely
is what we want. And street food is big at the moment, isn't it?
It's huge. That's what we're trying to get. Jump on that bandwagon, basically. But great thing was we've travelled, we've experienced food, and you know we've seen genuine street food, the way it's cooked, the way it's made. I'm trying to replicate that in our kitchen. Food might take a bit longer to cook, to serve, but it's definitely worth the wait.
Thank you. So we look forward to the Jolly Indian. Get yourself down here, or give them a call and taste these delights. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks again, Tristan.